Let's turn now to Nevada, where Democratic candidate Joe Biden continues to grow his narrow lead over President Donald Trump. According to the latest batch of numbers released today by Clark County, Biden is now ahead by around 20,000 votes. For more on this, we're joined by KUNR political reporter Paul Boger in Reno, Nevada. Welcome back.
Hey, Tanya.
Okay, Paul, I have to ask you the question on everyone's mind. When do we expect to have the numbers to actually get to the point of calling this particular race in Nevada?
That is a really great question. So yesterday, we got a notice from the Secretary of State saying there was about 190,000 ballots still left to be counted, 90% of them in Clark County. Obviously, we did not get results for 190,000 votes today. We only got about 20,000. So it seems to be there are delays. They are continuing to count, but we know that about 66,000 were same-day registrations. So those registrations have to be proven, have to be verified, and then those votes will be counted. Also, the state seems to have a capacity of about 90,000 mail-in votes. That's what they can do in a single day. That's what can run through those machines. So it could be another couple days.
Yeah, a little bit of a delay, but officials there had said that this might be what we will see over the coming days, correct?
Absolutely. You know, they submitted plans earlier this year when the state moved to a mail-in election, and they said the counting will be slow. This is what we have the capability to do. Do not expect results, final results, on time. Do not expect them on election night. This was the plan.
Yeah. The Trump campaign has now filed a federal lawsuit alleging voter fraud there. What's next? And do you think it will delay the results?
Yeah. So yesterday, campaign officials told reporters a rather bizarre press conference that they have proof of voter fraud. They say that dead people voted and that people who moved out of Clark County specifically in the months ahead of the election cast ballots in the Nevada election. So that's what they're alleging. We haven't seen proof of it yet. They've provided anecdotal evidence, but of course, anecdotal evidence isn't enough. So we're going to keep watching that. Will it delay the vote? Possibly. We still don't have a hearing set. So possibly the first hearing could be Monday. That's when we may get a judgment. But in the meantime, they're going to keep counting through the weekend.
Yeah. No matter what, you know, it's still such a tight race. What do these lean margins, you think, tell us about Nevada voters?
Nevada, it will continue to be a battleground swing state. Even though it's kind of split, Nevada has this weird libertarian mentality. They don't like being told what to do. The Nevadans just kind of have their own thing going on. I mean, there's a reason that gaming and prostitution and all of these things that most states would consider vices are illegal here. The state thinks it can regulate those things, and it does it very well. So Nevadans don't like being told what to do, and they were going to vote how they feel. And I think that's what we're seeing bear out.
Yes, a lot to watch for there. That's KUNR political reporter Paul Boger. Thank you so much for this update.
Thanks, Donnie.